President Trump's comment that he has no intention of firing the Fed chair, coupled with a nudge for more aggressive interest rate cuts, has helped to inspire some confidence in the U.S. economy. Meanwhile, U.S.-China trade tension persists. The U.S. Treasury Secretary has been advocating de-escalation, but China is still feeling pressured and is urging a dialogue based on mutual respect. U.S. equity futures are pointing up, feeling a little better about a less severe trade outlook and perhaps calls for more interest rate cuts. Earlier today, April's flash PMIs revealed mixed global economic signals. Australia's readings weakened, Japan's composite PMI climbed, and the Eurozone's composite dipped slightly. The UK saw a sharp services PMI drop, the lowest since January of 2023, alongside a £151.9 billion borrowing overshoot, casting doubt on fiscal forecasts. The Eurozone's February trade surplus exceeded expectations. Upcoming U.S. data includes April PMIs and March new home sales, alongside remarks from various Fed and ECB officials. We also get the Fed Beige Book late in the day. That's all for now.